Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you, so please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call us, well, I'm going to stop saying afraid. If calling is not your thing, you can always email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Or if you're listening to us live, you got two chat rooms, not one, but two chat rooms to jump up in, right? You can jump to the Blog Talk chat room. Or if you want to be anonymous, you can come join us at www.smoothdrama.com and jump into our fabulous chat room where we have all kinds of crazy talk. And we take live questions, comments there also. If you social media, you can ask to jump into the Smooth Drama Facebook group. Myself or he of the shiny whiskers, Mr. J, we'll add you to the group. Once again, myself or he of the shiny whiskers, Mr. J, will add you to the group. Now, anywhere Smooth Drama is, add us, follow us, we got you. We're international, baby. We're like international lovers. Let us take you around the world. Not going to buy you diamonds and pearls, though. Because, I mean, if we do, it's going to be knockoff. Just saying.
For real?
For real.
Never mind then.
Unless Brown Sugar is like, yo, I got that diamonds and pearls money. I don't.
I got it for myself, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, but that's good. Don't make promises you can't keep, so.
Exactly.
Let them know up front.
Up front, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm a thousandaire, son. Thousandaire done.
Exactly.
Anyway. Speaking of done. Well, that, you know, that's New York. What's up, done?
Yeah.
Shout out to my main man Silski. I miss you, man. You know. Hopefully you out there listening one day, you'll call back in. We can get that conversation going, done. Just saying. All right. Of course we're talking about the more scrumptious apocalypse. It just gets juicier and juicier every day. Cardi B. So there was a political correspondent and the former congressional candidate, Deanna Lorraine. She came out and she wanted to tie in Cardi B's number one song, WAP. And she had a tweet that talked about how we need more women like Melania Trump and less
Melania.
Like Cardi B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. It don't matter.
Not really.
So, you know, Cardi B was like, well, wasn't she like a prostitute? and had online new pictures, whatnot.
Yeah, she was a call girl, and she did post news. So I don't
allegedly
what?
Alleged.
She was a call girl.
High end escort. She would just hang out.
That could be alleged. Yeah.
Right. She would just hang out with rich people. She wasn't an escort. She just hung out with a bunch of rich people, but she wasn't rich.
That she may or may not have slept with for money.
No, they give her gifts because, you know, she was real cool. She can make a good sandwich. All that.
I mean, that's not so far-fetched, but I wouldn't say that, you know.
Making a good sandwich is not that far-fetched?
You know, a lot of women can get gifts without necessarily having sex, so. Yeah.
So you think that she was dragging him along? She was dragging all these men along?
I didn't think she was or wasn't. I don't know. I don't even know who she was before she became First Lady. Like, if she wasn't First Lady, I wouldn't even know she was Donald Trump's wife, so I don't really know. I have seen her pictures, though, so that I do know.
Yeah, she's taken a lot of, they say, tasteful pictures. She was, and we're going to use Trump's words, the defender, he said she was one of the most successful models, and she did many photo shoots, including for covers and major magazines. And these were pictures that were taken from a European magazine prior to my knowing of Melania. In Europe, pictures like this are very fashionable and common. So, see?
I mean, I don't think he's lying. I mean, in Europe, they are a little bit more free with their sexuality. Sexuality is not a big deal. I guess... For him to, you know, justify her and maybe downplay or downgrade someone else is hypocritical, but, you know, that's who he is.
But I don't see her being,
the only difference between her and Cardi B is that Cardi B can rap. I don't see her being too much different.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say they were kind of the same in different world. Or, you know, had they maybe not had the success that they've had, they might even work in the same place, you know.
Ooh, that's true.
I don't see them, you know, being too much different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of... being in the same place. Jerry Falwell Jr., you know, he resigned from Liberty University. He was president of Liberty University because there was a scandal about an 8-year-long affair with a former hotel pool boy. And apparently... he was, according to Becky Falwell, I figured you would like that name, Becky. According to Becky Falwell, she said that they couldn't take the torture anymore because he was trying to blackmail them.
I just feel like in this day and age, I mean, even if I was a celebrity, you couldn't blackmail me for an affair. I would just say it before you could even, you know, I would just expose myself. I'm not going to let anyone ever have that much power.
Well, see, what happened was apparently he was watched by Jerry Falwell Jr. So Becky and the pool boy would get it on, and Jerry Falwell Jr. would watch.
Okay.
That went on for 8 years. And then they were business partners. And he wanted to be let out of the business, probably cashed out, whatnot, and they didn't want to cash him out. So.
Oh, then he said, well, if you don't cash me out, I'm going to tell.
Right. Basically, we know he was a pool boy, so he didn't really have money that they was floating him all that time. And when they got tired of floating him, well, Becky found another pool boy. He's like, nah, mm-mm. Yeah, cash me out or I'm coming out. And so it happened.
Yeah, I just think that is, I mean, didn't that happen to his dad? Wasn't he with prostitutes or something in the 80s?
Allegedly.
Or, cross-dressing, or it was just all kind of scandals with them back in the 80s, the Falwells and the Bakers. So, I mean, I don't know. We all have some perversions, so I just feel like normalize them and make them to where they're not a big deal. Don't be captive of your perversions, that's all.
Okay, so that's you. You're going to come out, you're going to have that new place, the Palace of Perversions.
Wow, look at you, entrepreneur, thinking of like a business
venture. That's a good title. The Palace of Perversions, that's a good title.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. any smooth drama listeners, we're looking for partners, Palace of Perversions, investors, step up to the plate. I'm trying to get this money.
Sex sales.
I don't know. You know, the sex workers talking about they starving right now, so. Apparently, people are prioritizing eating over having sex. Apparently,
Do you think it's out of fear or do you think it's out of necessity?
I think it's both. I think at first it was the fear. Mm-hmm. Remember when COVID first started? You know, dudes in jail wasn't getting raped no more. It's one of the things.
Yeah.
It's funny because dudes was raping dudes. They didn't care about AIDS, but COVID,
I ain't catching COVID.
Right.
Well, you know, you can live longer with AIDS. That's why you can live longer. COVID, you were only had maybe weeks or months.
Apparently. It seems. Yeah. I mean, COVID has morphed into everything. Yeah,
well,
plain,
you know,
fault
funny,
on
people
it's,
are like
it's
embarrassed to say that they had it.
Right, it's the flavor of the month.
Yeah, people are like, I mean, and then people are like wanting to come out and say that they had it. And I'm like, why are we saying that why are all these celebrities saying that they had it? And it's like, oh, but if I, as a, you know, as a regular person, I can't say that I had it.
Well, because as a celebrity, if you say I had COVID and I triumphantly defeated it, I'm back. I'm putting myself out there.
Oh,
it's a different narrative. Because you have COVID and you come out and then you become well. They're like, yeah, so what?
Don't stand close to me.
Exactly. But that's an old song. Don't stand so. Don't stand so close to me. Yeah. Police.
That's the police. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police.
Yeah. Kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know. It is, but I was wondering about the whole sex thing. Like, are the prostitutes still out on the strip? And then, you know, are they still out there? Or is it more private now?
I saw a couple on International still. It's kind of funny. I mean, because I've never understood the standing on the corner thing anyway. Because it's sort of like it used to be they'd be slinging crack on the corner. And that went away. And now it's like you still go out there You're still out there, and it's cold at night sometimes. Like, you still out there? Okay.
All right.
Me, rain, sleet, snow, shine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I never. I mean, I think that has that's the whole pimp power thing. So I think that's why that is why they go out there. Because I mean, you can I can book my appointments from the comfort of my home. So I don't understand it either. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to stand out with my booty out on the corner. So you know.
Yeah, it's right. That's what I'm saying. It's like you see it, and it's like. Cause I'm just shocked when I see him. I'm like, man, y'all still do this? But okay, all right. And speaking of y'all still doing this, the lady that plays Lily on the AT&T commercials, apparently she's been harassed online sexually. Cause
is that the young girl?
Yeah, you know the AT&T commercials where the lady, the white lady, she's talking crazy to different people. And it's, it's silly commercials, right? So apparently there's some company, Vaintrub, it's got a large following on Instagram. And she's the face of that company. And somebody took images of her, well, took her head and, posted on different naked bodies, whatnot. And so she was not happy about it.
No, I don't think I would be either. I mean, But. I don't know. I mean, what can you do? Can you do something about that?
Not really, no. She was all broken.
I mean,
she's all broken up.
Yeah, I would be upset. I mean,
Yeah, it's messed up.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, I could see maybe if I was a comedian or something, but. They do silly pranks or something on you like that. But, just being in a commercial, nobody wants to be made fun of. Just, be glad that it's really not your body. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really sympathetic towards people lately. I kind of feel like everybody should just get over whatever.
I mean, I understand her frustration and whatnot, but for some reason, I mean, you would say that online bullying, it's more like because you're a quote-unquote celebrity, it's going to happen. I remember when I first started doing smooth drama, it was hilarious. I had a picture where somebody took my head and put it on a picture of this dude. It was like he was crippled and, he was naked and he was using the bathroom on himself. I was like, all right. Well, thank you. It's very funny.
What is that supposed to mean anyway? Like if somebody takes, I don't understand. It's making fun of you. Is that making fun of you in a way? It's my face, but it's not my body. So it's not me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. I was like, well, thank you. I might have 3 more fans now because of it. I knew how
well,
to
you
rise.
Think Matthew's humor is funny.
Right. Well, I don't, actually. You're officially a fake celebrity when people do memes and stuff about you. If somebody takes the time to do some Photoshop, cropping of your pictures, whatnot, and putting your head on somebody else's, that means they care enough to listen to what you had to say or whatever. It's a so-called badge of honor, I guess.
Yeah, I can see that too. Okay. All right, I can give you that one.
Speaking of badges of honor, we're going to go into the dumbass of the week. It's always a good one, that last one. So, remember we talked about the Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion song that seems to be everywhere. It's what everybody's talking about right now. Well, there was a woman on TikTok. You know, I always say, and I'm sorry, white people, but it's my favorite thing to watch when I'm on vacation. Many listeners
like
know
watch them dance.
I like watching white people dance. I just do. Apparently, there was a white woman who was trying to do the WAP dance, and she fell and popped her knee out.
Ew.
Yeah, popped her knee out while doing the video.
There's a dance to it?
Yeah. I guess it's the whole I'm going to do the split while my ass is sticking out dance. I don't know. I guess if you Google WAP dance and if you want to try that stupid shit, then hey.
Yeah, I'll Google it. I'm like, I'll watch it, but I'm not doing it.
Yeah. You know, remember people, they're on social media trying to be seen. And so she was getting her couple minutes of fame, and so she said she popped her knee out doing the TikTok dance. I can't make this up. And she goes on to say, please, guys, be safe while doing the WAP, WAP, WAP dance.
Okay. The WAP, WAP, WAP dance. Huh?
Yep. That's where it is. We just going to hurt ourselves doing the dance. I just love watching white people dance. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Even when you're not here.
I'm a people watcher in general, but I mean, I don't care that she hurt herself.
Yeah. Hey, that's the price you pay, right? Sometimes you're trying to get it in, it happens. Damn, maybe next time she'll practice a little bit more before she makes the video.
I wonder if she had rhythm.
No, I mean, she was trying to work it. She was trying to work it, but didn't work out. It was one of those things, don't try this at home. No, because it's like the whole doing the splits thing, right? You're like, nah. But see, this is the stuff that happens in the more scrumptious or apocalypse.
Yeah, well, we're all bored and at home. Some of us still are. Yeah, so.
So yeah. You're not doing the WAP dance.
You know, I didn't know there was a dance, and I probably, if I did do it, I probably wouldn't videotape it. I'm not into that.
You don't do it in the privacy of your home.
You're going to shoot it. Family members, we do it. We dance or, you know, do that stuff. We just don't videotape it and put it on social media. I don't have TikTok anyway, so.
Me neither. I'm like, y'all keep creating them. It's like, I let the little kids do it.
Exactly.
Not that I'm saying grown folks that do it are little kids. I didn't say that. Even if you infer I did. Anyway.
I mean, if that's how they feel, if they did without you saying it, I mean, if you're offended by it, oh well.
And on that note,
really?
Yeah. On that note, we're gonna go on break. This is Jay Electronica, Ghost of Soldier Slim.
Together you've got smooth drummer.
All right, well, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was J Electronica. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ghost of Soulja Slim.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. People don't know who Soulja Slim was, so it's kind of weird. It's a New Orleans thing. A New Orleans rapper.
Really?
Yeah, J Electronica was a New Orleans. Well, is a New Orleans rapper also. So,
but
just a different kind.
Wasn't he a 90s rapper? With Master P? Okay.
Yeah, he was around that time. He wasn't necessarily with Master P. But he was in that era.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in that era. Anyway. So, welcome back to Smooth Drama. 347-826-7425 is the call-in number. While we talk about Ghosts of Soldiers. Scott Peterson. Remember Scott Peterson?
I do.
Yeah. Killed my wife. I didn't kill her.
That was awesome.
They didn't come out. Yeah, I did kill her. Well, because of the apocalypse, his death sentence is being overturned. So.
And why is that?
He's just going to have life in jail.
I mean, he's already served 20 years. I can't believe that was 20 years ago. That's wild. But, I don't know.
When you're not murdering people, Brown Sugar.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it was, since I'm not a murderer.
Right. That's what I say. Time flies when you ain't murdering people. Like, you know. So his sister comes out. She's, of course, supporting the court's decision to overturn his death sentence. She says, "I'm against the death penalty, but I do think he's exactly where he should be. I lost my sister-in-law, Lacey, and my unborn nephew, Connor, and I believe he should remain in prison for the rest of his life without parole."
I don't know. I've always had not an issue with the death penalty. I mean, I don't know. I feel like if it's, you know, like if somebody has really done something like just totally heinous, then yes. But I mean, if you stay on, if they're not going to execute you within the 10 years of your sentence, I don't see what the purpose is.
Yeah, it's just free breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Depending on what jail you're in. See, they don't let these dudes go into regular gin pop, though. I mean, he don't get the true benefits of jail. I mean, he get that isolation. Don't get me wrong. Isolation is a bit.
That's true.
But still, if he was in gin pop, he probably would have had a more interactive experience.
Now, won't he go to gin pop if he's a lifer? He won't stay on death row now, so he'll be moved into general population, right?
I don't know. I know
death row, if you're on death row, you're separated from everyone else. I think lifers are included in
regular jail.
It's all inclusive. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought so, but...
Yeah,
that probably isn't gonna. He's probably not excited about that.
Well, no, because I'm sure there's some dudes, they bringing food, whatnot. They probably have promised him a good time if he ever gets his appeal and he gets to go to gym pop. He can make new friends.
Hmm.
Yeah, making new friends. In jail.
Yeah. Wow.
And so, shout out to Scott Peterson. I hope that your experience in gym pop is all that you thought it would be.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens from
now. We probably won't.
Here on out.
We probably won't see, and probably wouldn't want to see.
Why not?
It's like, so people who ever watched Oz, you know, there was a point in Oz where it's like, all right, man, can we do an episode without the rape? It's like, Oz
no.
was like, I'm just saying,
Oz was like, that I loved it, but then it came on late and I would always have nightmares. It was like a scary, it was a good show, but I would just be so afraid.
Yeah, it is depressing at one point. Like, so every episode somebody gonna get raped. A boy walking around in the diaper.
Yeah, either raped or murdered. I mean,
yeah, that got real old real quick.
Yeah, it did. But you had to watch it every Sunday. You had to watch it.
Yeah, it was.
You couldn't miss the episode.
Yeah, it was definitely nuts, and of course it disappointed me in the end. So, because it ended with, the way it ended, I'm like, so everybody's cool with it, and hey, give me the drugs so you can have sex with me. I was like, okay. All right. Well, there's that. All right. Speaking of, you know, I hate to be batting 1,000. You know, I'm batting 1,000, and I'm about to go on to batting 2,000. And there's no such thing as batting 2,000.
Yes, but it is, because it's the scrumptious apocalypse. So anything is possible.
All right, so yeah, people have always talked about, I'm not going to take the chip. Yeah, you know, you can't inject me with the chip. I'm not going to get the chip. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. All
right, well, how is it going to happen? Well, scientists have built an army of 1 million microbots, and they can fit inside a hypodermic needle.
Okay.
It was engineered right here at Cornell University in New York.
Okay.
So, yeah, they are basically invisible. They are 0.1 millimeters in size, about the width of human hair, and cannot be seen with the naked eye. Now, they go on to say that these robots are rudimentary and are reminiscent of the Frogger game in the 1980s, the arcade game.
Yeah.
But they have legs. They can fit inside a...
What are they saying they're for?
Oh, they just designed them.
Oh, just a half.
Yes, they say that they can operate them using a laser, a light, the sensitive circuits on their back. They can be controlled from research laboratory.
Interesting.
Yep. And so, of course, you create, you know, millions of robots to never use them, right? That fits in a hypodermic needle. I want to talk about me being right and saying that was going to happen. I don't want to do it. It's wrong.
So what do you think they're going to give them to people, like when they get the flu shot or when they draw blood or any immunization?
Well, one, they can be tracked. and they can be controlled. So if I can create 1 million, I can probably create 1 million more.
Yeah.
Little micro nanobots that can be injected into your bloodstream and live as long as you live. Gather data, go where you go. Tell everybody where you go. Allegedly. Just wanted to put
and
that
so,
out
and
there.
And that's what I'm saying. So then, I mean, how are they going to do? I mean, because when people say they're not going to get the chip, I always understand that to mean not of their free will. You know what I mean? I'm not going to stand in line, or I'm not going to go and volunteer to get it. But, like, when you do get your immunizations, if you do take the flu shot, if you do, you know, how do you know then?
And you don't.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I just...
Okay. So, is that the end of that conversation?
That was it.
That's it.
Okay. I was just throwing that out there. I mean, along the same lines, they found some Android phones made by a Chinese manufacturer that's been sold for years. They come pre-installed with malware that steals users' data and money.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. And it's coming from a report from a mobile security firm, which found that tens of thousands of the Android phones were sold in Africa. It's the Tecno W2. They are low-cost Android phones. And they hide undeletable apps.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, those undeletable apps trip me out.
Yep. So, I mean, I have a Droid phone. I'm not shocked that somebody would trace your phone. I mean, we all know that phones can be traced. It's just, just saying, because people, you know, always talk about, I'm not going to be traced. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, yeah, you kind of have to give up all your creature devices.
I was going to say, if you've even signed into any social media, so I don't, unless you use it from your laptop, but then they're tracing you at home. So,
there's
ways to, you know, block it, but at the same time, are there really ways to block it?
All right. Well, and last but not least, since we're stuck on the invasion of privacy, different universities are requiring students. Oakland University in suburban Detroit, in particular, they were mandating that all students wear bio buttons because they were trying to track students and the COVID, and so they were trying to require mandated, and then students were like, yeah, we don't really want to be tracked. And so they strongly recommend that students do it.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So with the bio buttons, they would know where you were at all times. So if a bunch of bio buttons just happened to be congregating together, they would know that you were violating the social distancing. That's the official cover.
Yeah. Okay. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to be worn by the user and connected to an app on the smartphone. And it's like your Fitbit. It measures your heart rate and temperature and all of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, well, if you have a Fitbit, then you might as well do the bio button. No?
Yeah.
No? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if that's your thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, they were trying to mandate it because we know that Fitbits are.
Yeah.
They're voluntary,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, bio button, not so much. I guess they're trying to say, hey, we're trying to fight this social distancing thing. I want to keep y'all away from each other. As well as if you just happen to want to go out and protest, we know exactly who you are. And where you are.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not that kind of thing is important right about now.
What?
People knowing exactly where you are and when you are. You know, because
I don't understand why you would need all these different things. Because it's already on your phone.
Yeah.
So does your Apple Watch and your Fitbit and your bio button and whatever else you have, is it different than what's on your phone?
I don't know.
Hmm. Or is it just that not everybody has a phone?
Well, most people, I mean, hell, we see homeless people with phones, so.
Yeah.
And remember, we've been talking about geofencing for months now, where they can track all the phones. They can, and they've subpoenaed all the phones in the area of protests. So they have, in effect, they have picked up. If you've been to any protest or been in an area where they were protesting, they picked up your phone and they know exactly where you've been if your phone is on since what? June?
Hmm.
Yeah. So all of these are ways, I mean, because When people start talking about prophecies or I'm not going to take the mark of the beast, whatnot, you kind of already have because you have a phone.
Yeah.
And now they have a way to allegedly put tiny robots inside your body that fit inside the needles. As well as the malware on your computer, they know your data. They know exactly where you are, when you are, how you are. So in order for that to happen, you probably need to not have gotten in any injections in the past few decades. Not have any technology whatsoever. Because I would say, like, even people who have, like, if you've had any breaks, you get metal plates. I'm going to guess that those metal plates are probably lined with something that they can trace. Because, you know, if you've watched a murder show or two, you know, sometimes they know the parts that they put inside people. Those parts have numbers on them so you can identify who that was.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a method to all that madness. So the methodology is, if I can't trace you one way, I'll trace you another. So any kind of surgeries, more than likely, you have something inside you that they can trace.
Hmm.
Yeah. Any kind of surgery. Births, whatever. Anytime doctors open you up or whatever, I'm guessing you're marked at that particular point.
So then if they open you up but don't put anything inside of you, they take stuff out, what are they going to mark you with?
Well, so that's a good question. I wouldn't say they mark you with it, but let's just say like you have epidural, right? And you get the pain medicines, mm-hmm. whatnot. Who's to say that mm-hmm. in that pain medicine that there's nothing in that injection that's in your bloodstream?
Oh, see, because, yeah. So okay, I see what you're saying. So when you get an IV, even
yes.
those little nano thingies you were just talking about, exactly. That's what I was saying.
Right. So if you've been to the hospital,
like nobody
more
is
like,
going to wait in line for it, but they're just going to give it to you anyway through whatever.
Right. Yeah. It was like I was saying. The other show where I was talking about if you was gonna universally inoculate the American population or the population of the world, period, you would do it covertly because people just aren't gonna take the vaccinations like talking about it. So you would seed clouds, whatnot. You would circumvent people's free will and put it in the food.
Yeah.
So if you're a junk food eater, it's going to be in the junk food. If you're a healthy eater, vegan, whatever, we're going to put it in that too. So you're going to get it. It's just you pick the vehicle. We'll take care of the rest. So that's all.
Okay, good night, everybody. Enjoy your
yeah,
sleep.
I'm sorry.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah. No, I mean, these are realities. It's not something, you know, it's just, if you have an expectation that you aren't being monitored in some way, form, or fashion, then you're being unrealistic in your expectations. That's all.
I mean, I think we all have the expectation to a degree. You know what I mean? Because we still believe in our civil liberties, but at the same time, nobody's surprised. I mean, it still bothers me now when I look at something online and then I get on Facebook or Instagram and it pops up, or when I've ordered things and then it pops up.
Yeah,
that bothers me.
Why? That's the algorithm though. So
well, that means they're paying attention to what I'm doing on my phone or on my iPad or on my laptop or whatever.
Yep.
That's not an algorithm. That's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, but everything we do involves the, you know, that's modern society. Modern society is about invasion of privacy. So.
Yes.
You just have to choose.
Yeah, but then we don't get mad. We don't get mad at that, because if we were mad or if we felt, I don't know, endangered or violated in any way with that, then we would give up our social media.
No, because people know. No, people know. See, you don't underestimate the fact that people know. Everybody knows when you're being monitored. It's just, it's not that important. That's
but it.
It
kind of is.
I agree.
But okay.
And so with that, we're going to segue into our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, hater of the week. I'm gonna give her an adjective. That stinky bitch, Abby Johnson. Who is that stinky bitch, Abby Johnson? Okay. Well, the stinky bitch, Abby Johnson, is a former Planned Parenthood worker who's an anti-abortion activist. And so she
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did you say she was, she's anti-abortion, but she worked for Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
We're going to leave that one alone for a minute. Now, she has three kids, two of her white children, and she has an adopted black son. So she posted a video in which she claims it would be smart for police officers to racially profile her adopted black son, and she used incarceration statistics to justify it. So in it, that stinky bitch, Abby Johnson, says, statistically, my brown son is more likely to commit a violent offense over my white son. Now, she goes on to say, I ain't finished. I recognize that I'm going to have a different conversation with Jude than I do with my brown-haired little Irish, very, very pale-skinned white sons as they grow up.
Okay, is it possible, like, for someone to take her child away from her? Like, that's child endangerment already, right?
Correct. That was my first thought. Like,
okay.
Yeah, she don't need to have
a black kid. Yeah, he's not safe for her.
Yeah, not safe. And I'm guessing that if he stays with her through his formative years, he's going to be of no use to anybody on earth, because she will have broken him down in every way, shape, possible psychologically. He's going to need a lot of therapy, this young man, Jude, CPS.
I mean, this
she made
is like
video,
cancel
CPS
culture.
Supposed to show
they're
up.
Talking about cancel culture. She needs to be canceled, like, for real. Someone needs to take her son away from her. Her brown son.
Yes. Yes. Jude needs to be rescued. Like, you know how they had that movie Drop Squad that was kidnapping brothers? They need to kidnap Jude from that stinky bitch, Abby Johnson.
Wow.
It would be smart for police officers to racially profile her adopted black son.
So already she set him up to. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It don't matter. The psychological trauma that boy is getting every day from that stinky bitch, Abby Johnson, is, I don't know. It's.
If anybody is listening and knows her or can get in contact with her, like, for real, like, oh my goodness.
What would you say to her?
I would really want to know, like, does she understand exactly what she's saying?
Well, yeah. I'm racist.
I'm not even talking about the racist part of the conversation.
Okay.
I mean,
what,
like,
part are you talking about there? Because the racist part is kind of
a basic mother. I mean, I don't know. Maybe because I'm a mom and I'm just like, I couldn't even imagine, like, moms who abuse their children. I feel like there's, you know, lots of mental issues and on their part anyway, but, like, I don't know. Just her whole, but the whole thing about her being with Planned Parenthood and then being anti-abortion and, okay, never mind.
Well,
you can go to the next one.
Yeah, but you got to remember Planned Parenthood's original mission, it was more about killing black babies. It was, you know, Margaret.
Yeah.
Their founder. She was very racist. And so they want to blow up abortion clinics in white neighborhoods, not in black neighborhoods, in brown neighborhoods. It's a difference. So
okay.
I'm guessing she probably worked in a place in a neighborhood that she didn't live in.
Okay.
I'm just gonna take that educated guess. I could be wrong, but I mean she was speaking at the Republican National Convention, and so she's there because she's that stinky bitch Abby Johnson, and so yeah.
Okay.
Yep, she let that come out of her mouth. And on that note, we probably need to go on break. This Big Daddy Kane ain't no half-stepping.
Straight, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no half step. One, I'm ready. Stop stepping to me. They want to get some. But I'm the same, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory. They can't deal with me. Look at the BC, they just my history. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get a miracle. I'm gonna take a miracle, man. Step and tell me. You're not the wrong move. But I'm too hard, home. Throw my door, go. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it.
Thank you.
Sugar. That was Big Daddy Kane. Ain't no half-stepping. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, Brown Sugar.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is?
I don't know. Did that shit happen again?
Yep, that shit happened again.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Huh. Tell us. By now, everybody knows about Jacob Blake's shooting. The fact that he was shot 7 times for whatever reason, there's no real explanation. The police have him handcuffed, by the way, in the hospital, even though he's paralyzed. And he hasn't been officially arrested. It's one of those things where I'm not arrested, didn't really do anything wrong, and whatever he did, it didn't deserve 7 shots, which he's lucky to have survived point blank in front of his kids. So psychological trauma behind that. Yeah. It's and he's unarmed. Even though they say, oh, we found a knife in his car. Conveniently.
Well, he admitted to the knife. He admitted to having a knife.
Yeah. But still,
as he's walking to his car, why wasn't he tackling then?
Yeah,
you
but
feel
but,
like your life is in danger and
yeah, but why are they coming after him? The question is always about why.
Oh yeah.
Not when, where, what. It's there's no why to it. Now, of course, they're like, "Hey, we have to wait. The full investigation is going to come out," and that's where they fabricate this story that they always do. Sort of like they've done with Breonna Taylor. Where now Breonna Taylor, she was part of some drugs thing. She was in a relationship with the drug dealer. And so that's the reason why we went into her house. They said, no, it was the right place. We just bust into her house. And even though they said, no, well, we thought that she had the money and the drugs, but all she did was just take bullets. But as always, there's always a narrative. There's always a story when it comes to the murder of Black people. It couldn't have just happened. There was some bullshit story that comes with
it. Yeah, well, we always deserve it. We deserve it.
Now, we get to, of course, the protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And so during the protests, there's video where it shows the police officers talking with armed individuals. Thank you. You can hear on the video, thank you for being here. got some water. Yeah, we give you some water. So they're giving them water, whatnot. And so these armed individuals, one of them who happens to be the shooter, who goes out and shoots three people, two who are no longer with us. And after the shots, people are saying, hey, he's the shooter, as he's walking toward the police. Now, he knows he's done something wrong. He's got his hands up, and the police just drive by him. Like, oh, good job. He's got a gun. It's white male with a gun. You drive by him. People are saying shots are fired. It's quite apparent that shots have been fired. Everybody heard the shots fired. The police drive by the man with the gun. And they said it was confusion, whatnot. Now, I'm not going to proclaim myself to be the smartest individual, but if there are shots fired and I'm police officer, I see somebody coming towards me with the gun with his hands up. My expectations are that that's the shooter. Now, we're going to talk about the fact that the shooter was one of the people in the video who got water from the police. So it seemed, and you know, in the video, they're saying thank you for you guys being there. So we can have a reasonable expectation that they knew each other, that they had some kind of relationship, right?
Yeah, because they usually just don't thank strangers.
Right. Thank you for being out here. So that means that there was some prior meetings. Introductions. Hey, we're going to be out here, and we've got your six. We got you. So they're out there to help the police shoot people who look like you and I. And so when he does, this is the reason why he just walks, because one, he knows, hey, I'm going to be arrested, but I'm going to get off with the charges, because that's what happens when you kill black people. It's the American way. And so when you see the reactions from the different pundits, whatnot, obviously there are two sides of the reactions, right? There are people, regular people who have a conscience, who are, man, this is tough. This is some crazy shit. You're infuriated. I mean, you're hurt. I mean, all of those emotions, they run through your mind, right? Yeah. It's like, one, this is precipitated by the brother being shot 7 times. He's unarmed. Because this is, we always, and you hear the story, well, we were afraid. We were fearful. And guy with the actual gun shooting and killing people, we're not afraid of them. Now, there was a report that came out talking about white supremacists have infiltrated the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing new. That's always been the case. We talk about the original incantation of the Klan. It was made up of the regular citizens and law enforcement all over the country. They were part of Tapestry, and they shoot and kill black folks who felt like they wanted to experience the human experience. Because this is, for some reason, our humanity is not important to them. And we know why. I mean, there's just basic hate. And a lot of black folks are, they just can't get past that point. It's a frustrating thing because you got to tell your kids and you have to reconcile the fact that no matter what you do, they're going to hate you. You get a little bit of wiggle room because you entertain me. Make me laugh and giggle. You can entertain me in some way, shape, or fashion. You're different. So long as you stay in your place. So I watched Doc Rivers, head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers, where he talks about how it's like, y'all can't love us. We love y'all, but we can't get that love back. I mean, it's like the fact that no matter what, you follow the rules, you do whatever they say, brown sugar, anything they say. I mean, you act just like them, and you still can't nothing. Zero zip nada.
Just the basic human decency is not there.
Right. I mean, you got black folks who are like wishing they can just get harassed and get a ticket. See, that's how far the needle done moved. It's like you want to go back to the good old-fashioned bad treatment. Because the new treatment is they just shoot you. Now, you hear them talk about, yes, the white supremacists have infiltrated the police. And for them, when they hear, defund the police, you have folks that are, they're up in arms. It's like, I think the defund the police should be more about getting rid of this element that has infiltrated the police. I mean, I've always been a proponent of, if you're going to be a policeman, you have to live in that neighborhood. You have to live in that district. Right. If you live in that district, it's just like when you have politicians who they live in their district. Police should live in their district that they patrol. Solves a lot of problems. It won't solve all of them, but you would at least have people who, you live there. So there's a state, and plus people know you live there. So there's a lot that goes into that. You have to be somewhat accountable. Two, we need just, if you do that, you go to good old-fashioned jail. You get good old-fashioned sentencing. It's like talked about the couple shows ago, the bended badges, where they're commemorating their hits, like serial killers commemorate their hits, celebrating them. But there's a statute of limitations for police officers and their offenses at a year. It's like, so you can murder people and celebrate it, and not be punished for that. Statute of limitations is apparently is different for them, and so these are tangible reforms that need to happen, because they just need to get the trial based on judged by their peers, which is the other hard part, because once again we're talking about everything is stacked against justice.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is stacked against justice. Just justice doesn't make sense when we talk about how the system is set up, because the cops are protected. Anybody who wants to kill black people is protected. You know, it's amazing. Not even surprised by it no more. It's just there are certain things that we need to do as far as being organized. So we talk about, yeah, there's rallies, but then we need to rally around solutions and what we're going to do to make sure that we protect one another. So, I mean, cause
I think that's what the problem is now, though, that it looked like maybe there were going to be some solutions at one point. And it kind of got, you know, not quiet, but kind of just, you know, evened out. And now this has happened, and I don't, you know, I think people are still taken aback by it. I mean, even after all the protests, you know, it's still happening. So at some point, something other than protest has to happen.
Yeah. And so that's being
involved. The example
involved.
Has to be made somewhere.
Right. So that's being involved in process. Now, if folks don't think we're valuable, you know, one, there's the not spending money. If we can't get through to them through rallies, you will get through to them through the dollars, because we are in a capitalistic society, and
mm-hmm.
our dollars mean a whole lot to them. So if we do not spend our dollars with them, hey, what's wrong? What's wrong? You want to spend your dollars with us? Why? You say, hey. You,
as much as we all love Amazon and Target.
Right. Y'all need to speak up. It was like when the NBA players, they when they went on the boycott of the games, and they used their connections through the owners to speak with the officials in Wisconsin about what was going on and trying to, you know, put pressure, because when you start talking about the billionaire owners, they're not gonna risk billions of dollars because of some cop. Because I think he's gonna be one of the first scapegoats, because for the first time in a long time, they said his name. They said his name the first day, and they've continued to say his name. So it gives you, you know, it's kind of something that they don't normally do. So I'm going to guess he's going to be that cop sacrificial lamb. Like, he's going to get that real, we'll get some fake justice, but he's going to go to jail. It just seems that way, because there's money involved. It's one thing when it's just, hey, you just smashing up, you know, corner stores, whatnot. But when you start affecting the money of billionaires and millionaires,
it really matter.
Yeah, they're like, hey, look, we need y'all to handle this. Because that's the pressure that's going to come to bear. I mean, it was funny because Mike Pence, you know, they had the speech where he was talking about, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. As you know, they always talk about how it's unsafe. And I'm like, for us, it's never been safe in America. So maybe they're talking about, for them, it's like, well, it's going to be unsafe because things are going to be fair. I mean, I'm trying to understand what's unsafe. What does that stand for?
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't see. I mean, and I feel like if that's the case, don't they feel more unsafe now under Trump? Because this is when everything is happening. Joe Biden is the president now, so that's
right.
I'm like, what are you saying?
Right. I mean, because you would think logically, but remember, we're in Bizarro World. We're in the Bizarro Mirror Universe, right? Where if shit makes sense, we don't practice it, right? You start saying, well, things are pretty cool the way they are. Yeah, I mean, apparently to some folks, they think that shit was good. I don't know. I don't see the good that has been happening in these past 4 years. I've missed it. All that good stuff that he's done for black folks, I haven't seen it. I mean, he's hooked up his homies.
Well, probably he's compared his goodness to black folks to Abraham Lincoln, and you weren't around then, so you can't necessarily agree.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess there was some black folks, especially the ones that lived in that household. When he freed the slaves, they heard him talking about it. They was all excited. He was like, everybody's free but y'all. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess there were some people who weren't happy. They're free in the Confederacy, but we're still slaves in the Union. Okay. That's messed up. And so, now we're in a situation where it's so corrupt that it's running wild, and people are corrupt with their corruptness. And I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that it just keeps getting worse. Now, on that note, I'm from Miss Brown Sugar. I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you would like to continue this conversation, we are at www.smoothdrama.com in the chat room. Got a nice little conversation going, and we'd love to continue. We'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.